With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. An organization to elect conservative judges has complied with the Montana Commissioner of Political Practices order to report its contributions and spending in a state Supreme Court election. The Republican State Leadership Committee's Judicial Fairness Initiative filed the reports today through an affiliated political committee already registered in the state. The filings confirm the organization gave $268,000 to another committee that created a website and ads opposing District Judge Dirk Sandifer's candidacy. The filings also show the RSLC gave another $15,000 to the Stop Set 'Em Free Sandifer Committee on October 28th. Commissioner Jonathan Modell has ordered the RSLC to file the disclosures after a complaint was lodged by the head of the Pro Sandifer Montana Trial Lawyers Association. A new analysis shows that Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte has aired more campaign ads than any other state candidate in the nation. The Center for Public Integrity's data released today shows the Bozeman businessman aired nearly 35,000 ads on broadcast television since his campaign began last year through Monday. That's nearly 5,000 more ads than the number two candidate, who is running for governor of Missouri. A $4.2 billion U.S. Air Force contract has been awarded to a subsidiary of the tribally owned S&K Technologies. The Missoulian reports that the contract, announced yesterday and awarded to S&K Aerospace, is the largest ever awarded to the company, which is owned by the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Under the new contract, S&K Aerospace will assist more than 90 approved foreign nations to procure and maintain aging U.S. weapon systems and other military equipment. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte says whistleblowers need protection from retaliation and retribution. He charges it is something that's missing under the Bullock administration. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
The Bozeman businessman and his running mate Leslie Robinson are in the midst of a statewide swing around the state in these final days before the election. During their stop in Billings, Gianforte announced he would enforce current protections for whistleblowers and provide a hotline in his proposed government accountability office to report instances of waste and fraud.
So let me be very clear. We have great state employees here in Montana, and when they shine a light on corruption and mismanagement in state government, they should be put on a pedestal, not kicked to the curb.
In response, Jason Pitt, a spokesman for the Bullock campaign, dismissed Gianforte's proposal.
Mr. Gianforte is a liar and has no credibility preaching about accountability.
The whistleblower issue came up after a former auditor from the Department of Public Health and Human Services filed a wrongful discharge lawsuit against the state. Then earlier this week, a Commerce Department employee filed a complaint. She was demoted and faced retaliation for questioning decisions in the agency. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
Barry Beach says the woman who sought a restraining order against him last week is the mother of a 4-year-old boy he recently learned was his. Beach was released from prison in 2011 after a judge ordered a new trial in the 1979 murder of Kim Neese of Poplar. However, the Supreme Court reversed the order and Beach was returned to prison. Beach was granted clemency and released on probation last year. The woman was granted a temporary restraining order after reporting that Beach was stalking her after she refused to resume the romantic relationship they had when he was temporarily released from prison in 2011. Beach tells the Great Falls Tribune that he is trying to obtain visitation rights, and the restraining order was the woman's efforts to keep him away from the boy. A November 14th hearing is set in Yellowstone County Justice Court to determine if the order should be made permanent. A 57-year-old Great Falls man has been sentenced to at least 25 years in prison for sexually assaulting 3 children. District Judge John Kootzman yesterday rejected a defense request that Gerald Owen Wallace be sentenced under an exception to the mandatory minimum and be allowed to receive sex offender treatment outside of prison. The Great Falls Tribune reports Kootzman sentenced Wallace to 220 years in prison, with 30 suspended, and no possibility of parole for 25 years. Kootzman said the mandatory minimum sentences for sex crimes against children were not passed with the rehabilitation of offenders in mind. A jury convicted Wallace in May. One victim was 7, and another said she was sexually assaulted between the ages of 5 and 11. Wallace maintains his innocence. Last night, nearly 1,000 people came to the University of Montana to hear a key player in the Black Lives Matter movement speak. Patrice Cullors was invited for UM's annual Diverse U conference. Murray Pierce, a university staffer who works with students of African descent on campus, said it was important for Cullors to visit Missoula.
Because of our demographic to some degree, in Montana in particular, areas like this, we're all Americans. Now, this is about democracy. Democracy involves engagement, it involves questioning, and involves the things that folks are doing.
Cullors said if white people think supporting Black Lives Matter is important, they should take the lead, ask questions, and not be afraid to mess up, because she says it's more about showing up than messing up. There was no organized protest of the event. A man who started yelling during the question and answer period was escorted out of the ballroom. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.